For KUNM, I'm Megan Kamrick. When someone addicted to heroin or prescription drugs wants to quit, the first step is to find a detox center where they can safely go through withdrawals. In this final part of our series, exploring northern New Mexico's heroin epidemic, Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports people in northern New Mexico who are trying to get help often can't find it.
When Española native Erin Borrego was 15, she and her classmates started experimenting with opioid painkillers. It started with pills called Percocet and Lortab.
So from 15 to 18, that's, you know, each year escalated. 1 year was Percocet and Lortab, 17 was OxyContin, and then it went up to, I immediately started injecting heroin.
Borrego says as her addiction progressed, she started losing control of her life. And finally, she enrolled in a 90-day program at OI Recovery Center, a detox and treatment center just north of Española. And she says that program has turned her life around. But most of her childhood friends haven't had the same luck.
My best friend from kindergarten is using, every single one of my best friends are out there. There are very good people, and their lives need to be saved, and they're not all scumbags and, you know, awful people that deserve to die. Like, we deserve to live.
Even though Española has one of the highest heroin overdose rates in America, help for people struggling with addiction here can be almost impossible to find. OI Recovery Center is the only detox service in the county, and they're almost always full.
It is a marathon that we're fighting right now.
That's Ambrose Barros, director of OI.
This is an epidemic. This is generational. This has been in our community, and it has gotten worse throughout the years in many aspects. So yeah, we may help a few, but there's still a lot out there that need the support, and we're not engaging them as effectively as we'd like.
There are a lot of reasons for that, but probably the biggest one is funding. Detox providers like OI rely on state money, and after budget cuts to the New Mexico Human Services Department last year, Barros says that money has dried up.
The service that we're providing right now isn't funded at all. So what that means for us, now that we're providing this service, we don't have a code to bill from the state.
In other words, OI is having to take money from other programs and services until it can find more funding for detox. But that's just one of the obstacles for people wanting to get off heroin. OI is what's called social detox. They're only allowed to take patients with mild withdrawal symptoms. It's a tightly regulated service. Taking more than one drug at once, like Xanax and heroin, you're probably not going to be allowed in. That leaves a lot of people with nowhere to go. Abe Gordon is a counselor at Inside Out Recovery in Española, a group that tries to find openings in detox centers for people trying to get into treatment.
How often, when someone comes in asking for help, is there nowhere to send them?
I'd say 9 times out of 10.
Gordon says a lot of times people trying to get clean need to detox in a hospital, but the only hospitals that provide those detox services are in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, and they're often full too.
The thing about getting somebody into detox is when they are ready, if it's not available at that time, then very good possibility that we lose that person forever. They lose hope, or they go out and then end up doing a fatal dose.
Gordon and the other staff members at Inside Out have seen people die of a heroin overdose after trying to get treatment. And until more money comes available for hospital-based medical detox in Española and even social detox programs like OI, Gordon says they can only expect to see more.
Put more funding into OI, you know, give them the help that they need to expand, to allow more people to come in.
Ironically, now that the opioid epidemic has spread to the rest of the country, there might be a ray of hope.
Watching this crisis grow to so many other states has been really heart-wrenching.
That's New Mexico's U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich.
The only good that came out of it, however, is that those of us who have struggled with this issue for a long time, like New Mexico, now suddenly had a lot of allies around the country who saw what this can do to families, who see it in their communities on a first-name basis, and that changed the debate.
Changed the debate so much, Heinrich says, that late last year, a usually gridlocked Congress passed a sweeping bipartisan health care bill called the 21st Century Cures Act. It promises $1 billion nationally to fund programs like the ones that are so needed in Española. And that could mean millions for detox and treatment in New Mexico. Not enough to solve the problem, but advocates say it's certainly a welcome start. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.